drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. If you like musicals, you're going to love Spontaneous Broadway as it returns and heads to Adelaide for the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. With me in the studio are John Thorne on keyboards, Rick Brown, Scott Brennan and Genevieve Morris. They are Spontaneous Broadway. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So who's going to take this one on? It's the backgrounder. How did Spontaneous Broadway come to be produced in Australia?
I'll take that answer, Patricia. I was doing theatre sports and other improvised activities. I was over in San Francisco playing there, and someone said, you'd really love this format. It was a format that was invented in New York in the late 90s, and I loved that format. I didn't want to do it the way they did it, but I took it back to Australia, and in the Fringe Festival in 2000 in Melbourne, we did it for the first time.
I pick up on this. I didn't want to do it the way they were doing it. What were they doing, and what did you change?
Well, the Americans are they take musical theatre very seriously. It's their kind of national art form. But we were preferring not to take it as seriously as they take it. So we sort of mimic. We mimic all
No, that's what we do. Yeah. We mimic. Would mimic.
What does mimic looking like? Look like, yes, mimicking.
Well, I don't say we take the, you know, the mickey out of it. So we lampoon the
form.
The form of
We're more irreverent, I think, as Australians in general.
I think that's about right.
You know, and so we're not shying away from kind of when you introduced us and said, if you love musicals, I also thought, if you don't love musicals, this is also the actual great show for you.
Okay, so tell me, how difficult is it, Genevieve, to create a song out of nothing?
Quite difficult. It will be, especially for me. I've not done the show for about 83 years. But it's those rules of impro of first thing that comes to your head. Also, you know, setting up nice rhymes if you can, because we get our song titles from the audience. So there's a lovely payoff if you've sort of set up a rhyme, but that's quickly on the spot trying to think what rhymes with Australia. Not much.
Failure.
Don't. It's not. Give it time. Yeah, so that's the way. So it's a lot of trips to the toilet before the show.
That's where you do your best thinking, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah.
So you, interesting point you made. You've got to go with whatever comes to mind first. It's dangerous sometimes, isn't it?
You train yourself out. I know where you're going with that.
Just sometimes don't stay with your thoughts too much.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes I have found myself on stage going, oh, God, I can feel myself heading towards this particular rhyme and I don't want to do it. Oh, God. And you kind of tend to train yourself out of going for the filthy.
Going too blue.
Going too blue. Yep. Doing the filthy stuff. I tend to be more suggestive.
You've got to read the room, don't you?
Leave it up to the audience.
Okay, so you've got to, there's quite a lot going on there. You're doing all that and then you've got to read the room. So does that mean the way that you do it is actually quite different based on the room?
Yeah, depending on who your audience is and how the night's going, you do. Because improvisation as an art form, you tend to be pretty connected with the audience just because of the way the show unfolds there in the moment. So you're sort of aware of how everyone's feeling and how the show's going, and your performance tends to rely on that and feed off that energy anyway. So you're always reading the room while you're performing when you're improvising.
Absolutely.
Does it lead to repetition?
What do you mean?
Actually,
what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, not probably as much as we could use repetition.
No, actually, that's a great suggestion. Yeah. Thanks, Patricia.
Is that a great suggestion?
That is.
That's a really great suggestion.
No, actually, it's really weird. I can't tell if we repeat ourselves because I can never remember
what
just happened, because it is so in the moment and it's just about responding to, you know, you're just thinking of things and they're coming out of your mouth and you're doing them. I don't tend to commit them to memory. So I've done.
We are a bit like goldfish out there,
aren't
we?
That's right. Totally. Yes. But I've done so many shows with Spontaneous Broadway and I really struggle to remember them. The audiences don't. Let me just make that point. They remember them.
Spontaneous Broadway has been travelling for nearly 20 years and you've improvised, hundreds of original musicals. How do you keep the ideas and the songs fresh?
Just responding in the moment and having absolutely nothing in your head when you go out on stage.
It's like how you spend your time during most of your life, isn't it, John?
It is.
Absolutely nothing in your head.
How do you clear your head? Is there like a way that you do have a process, or is it something that
probably
just happens?
It depends on what sort of performer you are. Sometimes it's something like, you know, doing some breathing and just, you know, some sort of physical warm up that, but then we end up just being irreverent when we're doing that too. So I think it's just what's in the current zeitgeist too. Like, we know we might get, you know, if it was just post-election, we might get a lot of suggestions on. So it's kind of opening up your mind to what the, you know, that game's categories, you know, where you've got to think of lots of ideas around a certain category. That kind of, those warm-ups and stuff,
So you just have a game of categories together.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think it's about listening. You just, if you listen to the other performers and the music, you know, you allow the ideas to come to you from, you know, things that other people are doing then with you on stage, then it's always going to be kind
of fresh.
I
also think because we play characters in this show, we don't play ourselves. So when you're playing a character and that character is improvising, they will take your storyline or your chat somewhere else because you're not you, and that's very enjoyable. Not to be me.
I like how you did that. Very enjoable very. Not to be yourself.
Just need a brief break.
We play kind of a
archetypal
kind of music theatre sort of people perform.
All
over the world. So you get to meet those characters and hear them, you know, pitch a musical.
I think they might. Did they come today, the characters?
Yeah, they were talking about there. They were,
Were they?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe we should get them in. Patricia, what do you think? Yeah. Would you like to talk to them?
Yes, I think an example would work. I'd like to talk to them. I'm terrified about the idea.
Okay, and I'll just. Oh, they're coming in. This microphone.
Oh, wow.
Is it this? Hello, 1, 2.
Very exciting.
Hello.
Okay, hello, I'm Anthony Pryor. I'm really excited to be on the radio because I've been an understudy in music theatre for like 20 years and I've never actually made it onto the stage yet. But I'm just working lots. Just done a production of Oklahoma where I was understudying The Broom, which is when they sing Oklahoma and the wind comes sweeping down the, and on sweeping, then I would have to just run across the stage as the broom. But they cut that bit, so I just, I wasn't. But I did Les Mis, but they didn't want me on stage because of my insistence on wearing tap shoes.
Yes, not much tapping in Les Mis
It needs it, though. Like, if that's a glum show, needs a good tap number.
Yes, apologies
to him.
My name is Dame Helen Highwater, and I am of the ilk, Judy Dench, Dame Judy Dench, a good friend of mine. We go way back, all of the dames. And I've had a long history with musical theatre and also some charges laid against me from various anger management issues with fellow co-stars. Co-stars is a bit of a stretch. Anyway.
Patricia, don't look her in the
eye. Don't mind. She's quite pretty. I'm great. I'm absolutely. I'm committed to being on stage with them for a good behaviour bond. But looking forward to it with the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, nevertheless.
And I'm the final one. It's me, Helmut Vanderbans. Thanks so much for having me here. I've only just arrived in the country. I came straight to the studio, so thanks for squeezing me in. I'm sure you can tell from my accent. I've come here all the way from the German part of the French Netherlands. So it's nice to be here in your country, and I'm really looking forward to performing with these very talented performers here. We're going to get our musical theatre on. Yes. Oh, you just need to breathe through that. Just breathe through the face pains.
Do some facial warm-ups.
Give it a rub.
Cool downs, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we're all here. We're ready to perform. And we're all excited. Adelaide, I hear it's, from what I hear, it's the most fun city in the country. That's what people have been telling me.
Hands down, get yourself to a church. On RN, I'm Patricia Carvalis, John Thorne on keyboard, Scott Brennan, Genevieve Morris and Rick Brown are Spontaneous Broadway. They're my guests in the drawing room. Now, John, you've brought in your keyboard. I mean, it's like literally right next to me. I'm get myself involved. Let's give this a go. Can you spontaneously sing a song? I don't know.
Well, you need to give us some sort of. You think of a title of a song, not an existing song. You understand? You use your imagination.
Oh, I've got lots of that. Maybe feta cheese.
Oh, wow! Cheese. Continental
feta cheese.
What sort of song would you like this to be?
Is it a sort of a slowish European vibe? And I say the word slow because it's easier to rhyme.
Yes, it's a slow European style.
Well done, Patricia. Very kind of
you. Flemish.
Oh yes, good.
To make a
salad, a salad, a salad tastes good. Don't put on the fire, no need to light the wood. Cut up fresh lettuce and cucumber, throw in some olives. Yes, please, but don't, whatever you do, don't forget the feta cheese.
Well, I have to say that I'm quite fussy with my food. Especially with cheese. If it's bad, then it's not good.
Correct.
I don't want to sound all airy-fairy, but it's unfortunate that I'm allergic to dairy.
Oh, no!
I headed down to the delicatessen to see Tony, 'cause he's the only one who gives me the premium dodoni. He hooks me up, he makes my dishes divine, eating the feta and washing it down with some wine.
Oh, feta cheese!
Feta cheese, feta cheese,
feta cheese,
feta
cheese,
feta cheese.
That was really good.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, that's a good.
That's
good.
Really good. Said that. Gotta go get some cheese.
Yes.
Not many music theatre songs about feta cheese, to be honest.
But that one's a keeper.
Not many comparisons, but thank you for that.
What were you hoping for? What word would you have preferred?
No.
We have no preferences. Yes.
You got preferences.
Well, it might have told the story more to give you look like feta cheese, well, for example, because then we can tell the background of
it. She's very critical.
Well, look, I've gone the feta cheese route, probably because I'm hungry.
Great.
What are the common subjects thrown your way? People who aren't thinking about their next meal.
You get all sorts of things, and from animals. Animals feature quite predominantly. Food. Yes. Food is also a common one. Yes. I think when people are just coming up with ideas, food's right
thinking
there,
about food,
front
aren't
and center.
I still think my favourite one was, and it was actually submitted by a young person. When I say young, well, you know, under 10, possibly. Definitely under 15.
We can all agree that's quite young.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a universal young.
Show of hands.
Young.
Good.
So, and their title, now John might have to help me remember the exact, but it was, IKEA is the gutter that drains my soul. And it was because the young person had been to IKEA on the weekend with their parents, dragged around, Swedish meatballs or not. And I've just remembered I'm on the ABC. So it was a Swedish type of furniture place. Is the gutter of my soul. And it was brilliant.
Did you call Docs, that poor child, being taken around?
Yes. We made some phone calls to Tricia.
Family services.
Community aware.
Yes. But it stirred such poetry in that young person's heart. I mean, to come up with such a poetic title, I mean, you can blame this Swedish furniture company all you like, but they've really unearthed some sort of rich vein of a creative muse.
That's right. Yes. It went on to be a story about economics and the downfall and globalization. Gee, it was a jaunt. It was a really up.
Did have a tap number, though. I don't think it could have done with it. Yes.
Now, the cast includes the wonderful comedian Cal Wilson, and there's a rumour that Adelaide Cabaret Festival director Julia Zemiro.
Oh, first I bloody heard of
might
it.
Might join you on stage in Adelaide.
How very dare.
Loves to involve herself, doesn't she, that Julia?
Yeah. She's got her finger in every cabaret festival.
Yes. I think it's actually the law. She has to appear in every single show.
Yes, but she doesn't come as herself. You know, she brings a friend to go on. She can't even do the job herself.
Yes,
she has a friend called Sally Ann de Finkelstein, who is a recent graduate from an institute over in the West.
Frapper, I think it is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Well, so, I wasn't going to give away her intro gag, but you've just done it. Anyway, back to the show. Maybe she'll make an appearance at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival on our show, somewhere between the 19th
and the 20th. Oh, my gosh, she's like the Phantom of the Opera. We just don't know when she's going to turn up.
That's true.
Exactly.
As a festival director, she can just wander into any show she wants to. There's no rules.
Can't
call
the
police. Refuse her.
No.
Yeah, she just walks in and goes, my bitch, and just walks on stage. Yes.
Now, I don't think it's too much to ask. Can you leave us with a goodbye song?
Oh, well, we could do the... What do you want to do?
Should we do the ending song?
The end of the show.
We do have... These are the only scripted pieces in the
show. I was about to say, sort of fraud is this?
Well, it's all been done before, you understand.
Unless, but Patricia, you want to give us a title for the end of the show.
Yes, all right.
Give us a title.
Time to go now.
Okay. Oh,
goodbye. Good evening.
Quite quick, isn't it?
Yes.
All the best, I won't start.
So it's time to go, we have to say goodbye. I'm feeling very sad, and I might really cry. But I've got things to do, and maybe so do you. So now it's time to go now.
I think you all have started to get the gist. We're heading off now to tick off our to-do list. I need to go and renovate the house and buy myself a couple of pets, a dog, a cat, a mouse.
Oh, it's time to go now. It is time to go. Don't be hurrying, but don't be f***ing slow. Just pack your bag, stand up, check your seat. Don't leave behind your phone or anything because you won't get it back.
Time
you see the way
go.
That descended? Time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go now. Good evening.
Time to go. Goodbye.
Nailed it. We absolutely
see, that's what's known
that.
As a train wreck, which reminds the audience... That we're making it up.
Yes.
That was not a train wreck in my... I've seen a train wreck, let me tell you. That ain't not a train wreck. Thank you so much to all of you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
That's right. You can sing thank you to me now.
Oh.
Thank you.
Just the way I like it. John Thorne, Scott Brennan, Genevieve Morris and Rick Brown are Spontaneous Broadway. They've been my guests in the drawing room.